A little weird cat. Sure you on one hand, but also a scared cat.
So bump your leg over here. But she doesn't want to be held.
She wants petting on her own terms.
That's what cats are all about.
I put a little note on the bottom of the bulletin. Yeah, I just have this little space I put.
Okay.
Well, I can put cow mode, right?
Okay.
Of course. I put something on the bulletin. If everyone knows your pet peeves, you're petting them too often. You're petting them far too often.
I'm going to get a picture of the pie before it gets cut. Don't cut.
Oh, no, it's already gone.
You're trying to get cut. This guy will get a photo of
you
cutting.
Oh, my
dear.
You really want to get?
Well,
you know, it is real life, all right? You should have seen me yesterday when I was making it.
It was a mess.
I had a mess all over everywhere.
Fine.
This is called
Abby's
fur.
Okay, back to France.
I think we left France.
They, you're green.
I was just as green as could be when I come to public transport. So they sent me to Rhine, Maine. Well, from Rhine, Maine, they gave me a ticket, and then they gave me directions to follow, you know. Typed out nice lead directions to the, and the idea was I was supposed to, you know, go through the various stops.
Are you sure?
Well,
you want to tell her?
The ticket said Chinon, France, in. It's actually, you know, on the southern part of France, near Tours, and the directions were to somewhere different. The type of directions, so I followed the directions. Which took me there, and I was told to turn in the ticket at the last stop because they wanted it. And I noticed the guy looked at me kind of funny when I got the ticket. So I got in this place. So here I am. I'm in a foreign country. I don't have any money. I don't speak a word of French. And what am I supposed to do? I've got this army, you know, the bag.
This
horrible bag to carry. I eventually wore a hole through the bottom of the dragon. But fortunately, there was a RTO, Rail Transportation Office, in that area. So they were able to process a new ticket, and they didn't blame me for going to the wrong place. I would have been, you know, AWOL because I wasn't in the right place.
I'm not writing anything about you. It's true. You actually just brought up a memory that when I first started camping out and doing those kinds of things, I used to use my father's old army duffel bag, the green thing you're talking about. He had his, and I used to put all my camping stuff into it and take it around camping. So you just brought up back a memory for me.
Well, that's pretty durable. I mean, that sort of a bag works pretty nice in smaller cars with smaller trunks. But it's still heavy and hard to carry.
Canvas, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
I still got one.
Well, my father was in Paris on his 23rd birthday. He and a mate went somewhere, you know, from the base, somewhere in France, in Paris, and had some drinks and celebrated this kind of stuff. They got separated. The other guy had to type out instructions how to get there and get back, you know, through the subway system. There's my father, not knowing any French also, same sort of thing. So he just, but this is him. He always thinks he knows everything. So because he got there, he can get his way out. So he just says, I'll just retrace my steps. He got on an underground thing there, and he just went to the end of the line, and the last one, everybody else is left. The conductor comes out and, you know, says, we aren't going anymore. You've got to get out now. So he got out. He started going around, everybody saying, he was now, if he didn't know where he was, it would have been much better if he just stayed, you know, the old, like, in the forest sort of thing, too, when you're hiking. Now he's made things much worse. And he had, I guess, the other thing was he had to be back by midnight, or his AWOL, you know, like, he just had an evening leave or something like that.
Yeah.
So he just, He said it took about 45 minutes. He was in that station just trying to figure out what to do. He didn't even know how to get on a train to go back where it came from, because he probably didn't remember where it came from at that stage. And so the clouds opened up. God put down his hand, and a priest finally wandered down who happened to speak English. And he saw this American soldier and said, "Can I help you, my son?" And so he went down instructions how to get back to wherever my dad had to go.
And he's in black.
Yeah. Men in black.
I remember the story about when I was in Orleans. That was about a 2 hour out of Paris. And a friend who owned a car went and drove into Paris, and then he would go to the park at a metro station, so he didn't have to worry about, you know, parking a car and driving into Paris.
Yeah.
And then he'd ride the metro around to see, because that was fast and cheap and very efficient. And he forgot which metro stop he parked at.
And I'm with the giraffe.
I don't know why she's full of her. That's her without anything on. Bare naked.
Yeah, that's where mom can only be gone.
And you know what else I found, Johnny? I found her New Zealand picture.
I don't have any idea.
You've never seen these.
Where you went in New Zealand.
They never told me a thing.
You're walking with anything else through the years. But we haven't changed. Anybody recognizes us.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I...
I'm
trying to figure out that I put him in an
album.
That's Machia John Campbell in Hamilton. We stayed with them for 2 days. Their professor's at
Yeah, the barefoot did that barefoot native there. oh, that was the.
We just call it Pacareira, just that first part.
Oh. That's an interesting place.
There was a good tour guide at that place. Mm-hmm.
That one. Speak English or Japanese?
English.
It's like a European crowd here this time.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Well, have you been to Yellowstone? That's the first thing I always got to ask people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Way a long time ago.
That's much better for this, isn't it?
Well, that was a long time ago. This is just a gift shop up in that sort of jet. Above Rotorua, there's something that kind of jumps up into the ocean.
Yeah, there's no ocean. You mean the lake? Lake Rotorua?
Well, it was north of that, way north, at the coast.
Okay.
It wasn't at Rotorua.
Yeah.
We went there on the end.
Now you're somewhere.
Yeah, I was somewhere. Where was that, Rose?
Remember that big tree? We stopped for lunch.
Yeah.
We stopped for a picnic by that monstrous tree.
It's like a Tohutakawa. Well, it is a Tohutakawa.
Huge. Well, they were taking thermal power.
Geothermal station.
Yeah.
Valley of the Moon. And it's closer to the temple. We've been there. It looks like the same place.
What's it called?
No. Okay.
Well, this is close by here because they have
crater.
Something like that. I can't remember.
Now you like the rest of the
kids. I think I've been there.
Oh.
Hookah.
And that was that big interior lake.
A temple.
Yeah.
That's the balcony of the B&B we stayed at.
Yeah.
That's a neat view.
That's what they want.
That's what?
That's what Gail wants, a B&B with a lovely view.
Oh.
I keep telling her, we're in the wrong place to have a B&B. We get somewhere where there's something to see.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Who was there? Was a teacher there, wasn't there?
No, she was a sculptor.
Or was it the other guest?
Yeah, another guest there from England.
And she was a sculptor?
Yeah, she's a sculptor, and she brought her wares there to sell to the shop. She got her card.
That's that some park we were at. I don't remember where.
Well, yeah. Some park go over to the east side.
Yeah,
and
that's
down
fairly north.
Right here.
That's where it was.
Yeah. Right along the ocean.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was sort of a Honey, I Shrunk You. I Shrunk the Husband sort of photo. Monsters. You know, we have canna lilies here that are like 7.5 feet tall with leaves that are like 2 feet long.
For Minnesota.
Yeah, for Minnesota, it's a phenomenal plant. We, of course, have to dig them out every year, every fall. And we, in fact, they're still in the garage. We've got to get them into some better storage.
Yeah, the high on Thursday is supposed to be 27.
I could care less.
I know you could
care less. It's probably 27 in New Zealand too. Now they're sweating.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Is there a special name for those travel trucks, those gypsy trucks?
Yeah. Caravans.
Yeah. Caravans?
Yeah.
They're so, no, they're so ornate. They're amazing.
This is another D&D,
but
it's
a
different
kind of
D&D.
Yeah.
Is
this the guy the one by the lake?
No.
A different one?
Now we're down in Wellington in Toontown. This is Bob O'Brien, who's got supervision for some of the students. He is Rosemary. And that was their coach. Very interesting. Boy, he's going to get
it. He was mowing his lawn.
Yep.
He was bare chested when we showed up.
What a good guy. Mm-hmm.
He really was. They really were very cordial.
It was a good
We were there one place, there were some cliffs, and these houses were just sort of hanging. They seemed to be hanging on cliffs.
That's where you buy your sheep soup.
That's a big barn.
Cut it off of this guy? Is that what it is?
Well, it might have been. I've got one in that chair that you do.
Is that a fall?
No, that's
going. Oh, that's behind both. Yeah. The ferry. Goddamn.
Oh, you were in hydrofoil, yeah.
Well, yeah, there was something, some reason that we ended up on hydrofoil. I don't remember if we could pay extra for it.
Okay. Pancake rocks.
If she'll pay. Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't.
Now that she's getting a little more mature, she's a little less playful than she used to be. But sometimes she's in the mood.
Yeah.
One lane with a train track on it.
Yep.
Oh, you're nice.
Yes, she gets the right of way.
Chickens. Yeah, that's us. And that
was my dad. Whoever's got the most wheel has the right of way.
Wheelie?
Wheelie. Oh, and there's bungee jumping.
Wheelie, wheelie.
Down at Queenstown.
No,
is that what that was? Yeah, that's
cool.
Because I was down below
looking. Oh, that's like a pause. Oh, yeah,
it is.
This is a pause. But.
And
which glacier is this?
Yeah, it's a glacier.
Thanks, Joseph.
So we were going down the west coast when we came between the west coast and Queenstown.
Better have a drink.
I know.
A picture of one of the little tourist towns. Boy, I don't remember the names of these places.
Gold mining. Gold mining place up in.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Chicago.
Yeah, that's it.
There was a wedding going on, and they had a Rolls Royce, an old ancient Rolls Royce, to chauffeur the couple around. They also had a humongous tree right at the church. The church was. Is that the one thing right here? Behind us. It was set up to do
wedding. It was Japanese couple.
Yeah, that's right. It was the Japanese like to go there and get married.
Anywhere in New Zealand, Flight Island.
Yeah.
Big deal. Get married in New Zealand. That was so spectacular.
So well, that's the
third, third part of it. We stayed there.
That was where we stayed.
We stayed. That was only paid for. Was that just a postcard?
No. I just took a photograph for you.
Did you?
Yeah.
What a view. We spent one night or evening down on the boardwalk, or walking around by the water, and we spent one evening just watching the sun, you know, go down from our deck. We had a like a private deck from the well, it wasn't really private.
No, we flew out to
the fjord,
Milford.
You bet.
Yep. Insane.
I was sitting right next to the pilot, and we'd be looking through, and I'd see these clouds coming in, and I thought, what if they, you know, obscure his view? He's flying between mountain peaks, and sometimes we were really close, and it wasn't like I could reach out and touch it, but I'm thinking, why are we in a single-engine plane? Why didn't we get a, you know?
There was nothing else to see, and we didn't want to close the call. I thought it was kind of fun myself.
Yeah, you were just oblivious to what was going on. I was also watching. I was also watching the fuel gauge on the plane.
And you're a man of God. I just don't understand it.
There you go.
You know how when they get on, you probably know about it. They come in like a cork and corkscrew fashion. The mountains are so close that they come in corkscrew fashion and then work their way down to the runway.
Just for the first.
Yeah, that's just us.
The rest of us, we just go straight in.
Take a little parachute. Yeah, that was on the boat.
I was
over to
see the pretty boat.
That was so nice. So fun. Well, now we're driving back.
Is that back at sea? Well, that wasn't our private deck.
No. That was at that time when we were with those couples. Like Mount Cook or something like that. We just were driving over the mountain to Christchurch.
We stayed at the B&B, and all the couples walked down together and we ate at a Chinese restaurant in the town that had that stone church.
So much to see, and there's lots of shit. That's whale watching.
Oh, there's the dog. They've got a statue in honor of the sheepdog.
I got one in Australia. I wish I could see it.
They have a very responsive issue.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we were going to go watch the whales. So we showed up at the appointed hour, and it was black as night. And they took us from the station out on a bus to a dock. And we got to the dock, and I said, where's the boat? We're going out to see whales. And then somebody said, it's on the trailer. Pardon me? We're going out to see whales. They might be 60, 70 feet long. We're going in that little bitty, it looked like an inflatable.
Yeah.
Try to get away from her.
Need maneuverability.
We really were close to the water in that thing. Yeah, and you know, we were the only boat that got out that day. Did we? I thought we told you about that. That all the rest of the trips were canceled because it was too choppy. In fact, there was a couple, one or two people got sick on the boat because it was so choppy.
See what that looks like? That's quite cool. Is it bread breakfast down there or something? Or reasonably fresh? I said, I'm not moving to Kaikoura.
Yeah, it's pretty
old there.
Fishing. Yeah, that's
Kaikoura. The porpoise or dolphins?
There's a walrus.
Oh.
Sea lion.
And he at one point, he took up a space in the parking lot, and he was under in the shade of a camper, or practically under the camper, and they wanted to move the camper and go, and this guy was in the way.
He wouldn't move.
Oh, and there's our farm state near Kaikoura. It's older couple.
We drove into the place, and both of us, I think, were the same thing. And we booked this by the telephone. We're here for two nights.
Oh, it was very nice.
They really loved it. Really
that's good, because what you see here is typical New Zealand. They don't go,
how's
he got the new fancy for this? That's a real house for you.
Yeah.
That's the way they look.
This is a delightful couple.
then we came straight up through the middle of the North Island, and that's the road up through the middle. Not very much vegetation, but there was a volcano there. Well, that's another bed, bed and breakfast, that we could look at that volcano through the window. That was a teacher. The woman was a special ed teacher.
They didn't remember that place.
No, that's your house. Your house.
There's one. That's one of the most famous. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty, very symmetrical.
And we took more photographs at the end.
Are you still happy?
I don't think they made a big thing out of that one.
Well, it hadn't erupted.
She said it had erupted while they lived there.
That one?
Yeah.
Well,
they
might
see the eruption. What's it called?
In the middle of the island.
But there's one of them. There's one that's missing. Part of the top is chopped off.
There's three mountains in the central plateau.
Yeah.
Three volcanoes.
Yeah.
Royal Prayer, Mount Holly, and...
Tauwera.
But usually you see all three together. It's strange to see a single one. So I really don't know where that one is.
This is the one that's flat.
One side
is not flat.
That's the one that blew south. Tauwera, 1868 or something like that.
Yeah, we go past that one.
I just put on a show for the person.
That's the way that we haven't seen them before.
Yeah, that's the way they used to. Oh, even danced at school and her class.
It's really fun. It was fun to visit.
Nay, 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 Saturday.
Those are her babies. Are they your babies?
Yeah. Kevin was put down.
Oh, really? For the 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, the
one. End of the term. What was it called?
He's just in school. It's just I took a various business, whatever it's called.
She had to do a little work, you know, to get the tax break on me, yeah.
I understand. And you actually said a prayer while you were down there, too. That counts?
No, I didn't get any kind of tax break.
No, but you get break later on.
That was great. That was great. Well, let's see. Harlan, what do you want to drink?
I'll have a little milk, I think.
Okay. And the name, we've got A&W Root Beer, I've got Diet Conscious Orange, I've got Sprite, and I've got...
You're taping our conversation and you didn't tell us?
I said I wouldn't write anything down.
Oh.
I never lie.
I think holding the truth in obeying. John, do you take anything in your coffee?
Milk and sugar.
You want both, okay. Well, I'm going to pour it, and then I'm going to let you put it in here.
Thank you, good, thank you.
Oh, how are you?
Maybe you should play. Do you want the fish bowl?
One handsome cat. I don't normally like cats, but this one has got pretty nice colors.
She's very, very soft.
My exercise for the day.
Renee, do you want ice cream on your?
Oh, yes, please.
Do you want it warm? Could I have it warm or just a little bit? That sounds good. Do you want to get warm with ice cream?
No.
No what?
I don't need it warm.
An ice cream?
But I have ice cream.
Okay. And you, Harlan?
Ice cream.
Warm?
You don't have to.
Okay.
Yeah, if you went fast.
You notice how that?
I'm going to get Renee to that.
Ice cream in Denver, New Zealand, from ice cream here.
I'm going to see if I can.
Do this
up
for sure.
What's
that fish?
Have you noticed that American ice cream has changed over the years?
Yeah, well, we sometimes get even the low-fat ice cream sometimes. They charge so much more for it if you buy the large pails.
I think New Zealand, I don't see things that have changed. It seems like there's all these upmarket ones, Riley's and all the fancy camps and all that, and even more now. New Zealand always was that they had real cream in it, not milk. So it's really rich. It's much more flavor that way. But I think
there's an emphasis on, you know, trying to be low fat for so many things. How the joke go? Only in America you buy a double cheeseburger, a large order of fries, and a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You got three items, but we really enjoy all the white over
here. I do that in New Zealand too.
I'm supposed to be watching my diet now. I've got high cholesterol. I've got the heart problems, so I'm supposed to be watching my fat.
And here I thought I had your heart
already. I don't know. I'm also dealing with melanoma. I guess at this point know if I have it at this point. The first episode was in 97. I had melanoma on my left leg on the thigh. This was surgically removed, and we hoped that was going to be the end of it. And then in 2000, I had a reoccurrence of metastasized to a lymph node. And when they found one,
this is John.
Lymph node.
This is good.
Twelve more lymph nodes from the groin area. It was about that long to take out the lymph nodes, and then they put me on interferon for a year, which is it's a immunotherapy. It's not called a chemo, but it's chemo and radiation are supposed to kill any tumors or whatever that are still there. Immunotherapy, the idea is to boost your immune system so it fights off any cancer that's in the distance surgery.
There you go. Okay, you want some coffee with cream and some milk or something? Sugar.
No. Did you get a pair of clothes for this?
There's a next
I'm just a little afraid of leaving it on the arm in case I knock it off.
I don't have one in the morning. I was going to have to.
Going with my father. Oh, your first flight is domestic. You have to go through customs the second time then and check your bag the second time or what?
No.
Check them all the way
through. Well, I've taken a flight down to Phoenix and I check in for my international flight there.
So you don't have to
You know what
I do? I usually
show up
and say,
are you
sure
the
Lord? Or not?
Or
I give my best
woman. Yeah, she gives me the best thing, and
then she gives me dessert. Can take the apples.
I hope so.
There's so much sugar in her. Oh, yeah.
Or cinnamon, sometimes too much cinnamon. That's what happens with pumpkin pie. I can never taste the pumpkin.
Oh, I need good pumpkin pie. Oh, I heard they don't like it. Got my mom's recipe.
Nice tart apple.
They're flavored.
Really? Mm-hmm. From New Zealand.
I think did they come from New Zealand?
They also get it from Washington State.
I don't
have
resolution.
I'm not there. Going anywhere else.
Well, we work in northern Wisconsin, and they got a lot of apple orchards and cherry and
But she didn't go skiing, even without being in a bikini.
I said I wanted to see it, not die from it. Another second, folks. So hungry when you're done.
John, did you say something about you needed help from me?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Got your answer. Go ahead.
I just canceled it off because I'm leaving. But earlier, signed up an account, a free account with Juno for Renee to use. And I tried it, and it worked, all that kind of stuff. In fact, I tried to set that up, and then I got the letter from AOL saying, let you come back again. So, before I canceled it off, I thought I better test Juno, see if it's working. You know, go and I'll get the mail, but I can't get into the website. So I was just wondering if you got a number that we aren't using. I tried all four numbers that are available for 763. And it just keeps saying the connection and hangs up immediately and says can't connect to the central computer. So we're just wondering if it's that busy or if I've done something wrong with the setup. So we could try yours and see if you get through. That'd be
mine works. I have a premium account, though. I don't have the free account. But it's a good deal. I pay $4.95 for 20 hours a month. And the paid account has a slightly different choices in numbers than the free account.
Where would you use your computer?
Yeah, get more numbers. And that's what I reckon. It's just more to...
I'll be having to let... Oh,
for real?
For real?
Yes. John would leave the laptop here?
I'm speechless. Upgraded.
I bought a new one.
You what?
I bought a new one. DVD.
Oh, my word.
DVD writer built in?
Yeah. Well, no, it's CD writer, because New Zealand, that's... It's the wrong format. So the DVD didn't mean anything to me. I just wanted one that had a CD writer built into it.
So what case did you get?
Compact.
How big a drive?
Could be 20. I don't know. I think it's 20. I really just was like spur of the moment. Because Renee wanted me to leave my laptop and so I said, I'm going to copy everything off. So.
Well, you must have his ears. Wow.
Now, I just compared prices of these two models in New Zealand and here. And I said, hey, I buy that. I bring it back to New Zealand. If I sell it for $100 more, just like $100 profit, I made a profit. And I could sell to somebody over there and they could save like $900. You know, so I got a chance of making a deal on this.
Except that you can't do this one here until she comes home with
it. Yeah, I'm probably going to keep that one now and sell my old one when Renee comes back with it. And just sell that one at cost.
But in the meantime, we have one.
this past week, somebody had one. They offered $300 off for an old laptop that had to be at least 166 megahertz. I've got an old one down at church, but that's 133 megahertz.
You got several old ones everywhere.
No. I got them from my second hand.
You did get them, did you?
I've got a laptop down at church. But then I took the printer back home because it wasn't the one I was working with.
I just use the one I work with. I don't have any of them. I just
have
to turn it on.
Nancy's a Mac person, and she finally saw the light and got a PC.
I got Terry to show you the other side to you all the time. Oh, no, Cat!
No, Kitty!
No!
She's
going to jump up on the edge chair, and I'm just going to go like this. For me, it's just going to flatten off. Better than apple pie. So she took me to the coffee shop and she bought me a cup of coffee and a great picture. And I ate the cinnamon roll and had a few sips of the coffee. I did that a few more times and I cut down on the cinnamon roll and went up on the coffee and finally I could just make the coffee. But I had to learn.
Just pour a little cinnamon in your coffee.
Yeah, it might work, but I never tried that. There's a lot of times getting in the coffee shop.
Yeah. This is like some people like to sit in the bars, the atmosphere of being with friends. And there's other women, especially, I imagine.
They
just like to get together over coffee and chat and visit.
Yeah, like we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. on the Juno thing, there's a couple of ISPs that you can sign up for. Use them for a couple of months without paying anything.
Yeah, but they want a credit card number to do that.
So some of them will actually get drawn from a bank account, but that's
a bank account. Debit card.
You don't have a credit card.
Yeah.
You can actually get a direct withdrawal, but now AOL charges you $5 a time for not having.
Bank will charge you something for it too.
Electronic withdrawal.
Oh, yeah. Depends on your account. If you have so many thousands, you get so many free transactions.
Oh.
If you do something on an ATM, you get charged something for using an ATM.
That's why I keep my money in the
Mac. Well, I was
going to
say,
is that your bedroom over here?
Yeah, I didn't tell you which Mac was today.
Why, don't you dare take a knife to that. That's a select comfort.
You put a knife in there while we'll be sleeping on the floor.
Well, foolish place to leave your money.
Oh, we need the bed in the
free. Better than the stock market.
Yeah.
I know somebody that's lost over $100,000 in the last couple of years.
What they started with? Who's that?
What?
Oh, what do you
want? Talk about somebody else.
Hey John, if you want to take your shoes off, go ahead. I would be very.
No, I don't want to. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah. This is too cold for me in Minnesota.
It's
just a little bit colder than I used to over there.
I wear sandals.
You want to be bare feet? You got to come to New Zealand. I'll even put a bikini on and ski down for you.
Yeah, we're all good.
That'll keep people coming.
Well, you got a house full of people right now, right?
No, we're here.
Oh, back at your home.
Back at home, don't you?
You have three people from other countries there, don't you?
No.
Taking your home now?
No. Well, we got Jackie, she's the GM.
She doesn't count.
No. She
that's our best friend's daughter. And he's got a Korean, Chinese boy staying with him, living with him while he goes to school, paying boarder.
Oh.
And then this is Labor Day weekend, Long Day weekend in New Zealand, so.
Okay, good. So, a friend,
so Chinese boy's got a friend come over to stay. Two homestay parents are staying. We don't know what that means, but there's two homestay parents that come to stay in the house.
And two Fijian boys from Fiji.
There's a Fijian.
No, wait a minute. All these people are where now?
Going to our friend Ian's house. So. Yeah.
They're all good friends, I hope.
No.
They're not good friends.
They're all strangers. Just showing up on the doorstep. So.
The youngest daughter decided that she'd move out for the weekend and she wanted to stay in my room. Because all these strange people were invading her house all at once.
Is she a shy person?
She keeps to herself, but and she's 16?
No, 18 now. Yeah. She's born 84. They came here. She's born 85.
Anyway,
16 going on 17, 85. Her birthday's in July. No, she's 17. Yeah. She's 17. We'll have to compromise. She's 17 now.
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay. I'll look it up.
She's a teenager.
Well, that says a lot, doesn't it?
And she's shy, in that sense.
Either of you?
Okay.
Sure.
But she's also an actor. She's on the stage performing.
Really?
She's a shy person.
Well, that's a lot of time to go. Introverts make good actors.
They're so That woman that was talking about wearing styles said that 70% of the population, or approximately 3 in 4, are supposed to be extroverts. But if you talk to people, you don't find hardly anybody who really says, I'm an extrovert. It would seem to me that three out of four would say, well, I'm really a shy person.
In this room, what's your right here?
I'm more of a... Kathy would say she's extroverted.
I am? No, I'm just more extroverted than you are. Actually, when I take the Myers-Briggs, I'm about halfway in between.
Oh, how about you usually like to consider yourself an extrovert?
I'm more extrovert than introvert.
Yeah, but now you say that interacting with people can sort of pump you up, where if I interact with people for a long time,
it
wears you out. Wears them down too, but.
Yeah, I know it does. Wears me out, I think. But an extrovert also. Sorry.
That's why I like them. I can come over and make fun of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's still recording you, too.
No, I'm not. This thing finished a long time ago. Oh, it's still going.
But at least it's close to you. So you should be able to hear me before. I can't remember. What happened? Maybe I brought it down.
So is there anything in between an extrovert and an introvert? Is that just called normal? There's got to be a norm.
Well, I'm sure it's in between, but just a little
bit. Is it a bell curve? Standardized bell curve?
I think it's sort of a scale. I don't think people... there are probably, you know, some different levels along the way.
But it's how you process information, too. And I process information externally. Where Carla doesn't...
She's one of these people. She doesn't know what she thinks till she says it.
Yeah. I got to explore it out here. I don't explore it. It's not easy.
So you can lie in bed and go straight to sleep. And I was up all night.
Sure. Harlan used to tell me about all the decisions he made after he made them. And I didn't even know there were decisions to be made. We need to figure out how to do that, right?
I don't know.
What's the matter? You weren't there. Where have you been all
these years? The fish almost gone. We just talk it namely for another 30 seconds and we'll be okay.
That's what you're arguing.
How can we keep this going for another half an hour?
Kitty. Well, the other one sounds serious.
We'd look out the window before the deck was there. Sometimes the light would go on, and I'd walk over and look, and it'd be a just dark path, you know, showing up against the white snow in the wintertime. And it appeared that she was living in the swamp or something, because she looked scraggly and unkempt, uncared for.
But
she obviously had been a domesticated cat. She loves to eat, and she's fed up while she's eating. I think it comes from the mother licking the cat while nursing or something like that. Or somebody picked up on that and trained the cat to like that.
Sister-in-law.
I was wondering if you knew something I did.
Oh, this one we lived in the house next door to your. She was a lot of junk. That was in our living room. Very nice for the.